1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire
Ben and Vince.
Damn it. We gotta coordinate that one of these days.
All right. Well, everybody, welcome back to the Ben and Vince Show. It's a new episode starring me, Vince.
And me, Ben.
And our special guest, Diego.
Say hello, Diego. Hey, guys. Diego, you sound more retarded than usual. Yeah, it's because I didn't actually come on the show. Yeah, that's what you get when you don't come on the show. You get ridiculed. So, sorry to disappoint you guys. Diego's not actually here.
I want to talk to retarded Diego some more.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
What do you want to say to him?
What are your views?
My views are wah 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 wah. That's what he said.
Are you sure that's not real, Diego?
He says that he's retarded, Diego. I mean, so.
When did he say that?
Huh?
When did he say that?
He said it.
No, he didn't. You said it.
Well, I was speaking for him.
No, he can speak for himself.
No, he's getting more retarded by the second, so he's actually lost the ability to speak. Oh, hang on, I'm getting a call.
Oh my
God. I wonder who it's from.
Why did you answer your phone while we're recording?
Oh, I'll be right back.
You'll be right back? What the hell? You can't just...
All right,
playoffs?
That was nobody
important. Talking about playoffs?
I wasn't.
Are you kidding me? You can't just go in the middle of the, you know, run out of studio in the middle of the, you know, of the show while we're recording live. You can't just do that.
Listen, it was not at all important.
Live because, yeah, well, then why did you leave?
For that reason.
Oh, my God.
Look, it won't happen again.
Oh, God, that's not, it's not what I need. It's not why, you know, it's not why, it's not, I don't need you to tell me it won't happen again, okay? Because, you know.
Okay, fine, it won't, it wouldn't, it never happened.
Okay, that's fine.
This is like, all right, that's acceptable.
You want to go to Florida?
When?
I don't know, sometime.
Ben Kotowski could drive us there.
Yeah, let's go! We're going to go to the beach.
Do you?
What? We're going to the beach this summer. We're just going to go, you know, chill in Ocean City or whatever.
I don't think I have time for that.
What the hell? What are you doing?
Being employed?
Okay, first of all, by who?
Probably the Supreme Court.
Of the United States?
No, of Mars.
What? Hold on.
So there's definitely no way I can make it to Florida because I'll be all the way on Mars.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Hold on. Let's take a step back.
If you guys want to come to the beach on Mars, that's fine with me.
There's no water on Mars.
So it might be a little difficult.
No, okay, hold on. Wait a minute. You're gonna work at
Yeah.
the Supreme Court?
It's possible.
Are you gonna be a lawyer? What
No.
are you gonna be?
Computer science.
Okay. I just noticed you have a lot of lawyer jobs.
Yes. That's by chance.
What are you doing at the Supreme Court?
Whatever.
Whatever. The Supreme Court is a very important place.
I know.
So what are you doing there?
Whatever I can.
Whatever you can. So you're just gonna be, doing odd jobs at the Supreme Court?
That's right.
What the fuck?
Right. I mean, is there anything you want me to steal while I'm there?
The Declaration of Independence.
I don't think they store that there.
I heard there's a map on the back of it.
Oh, really? Did you?
Yeah.
And where, perchance, did you hear that from?
I don't
From
know.
where?
Credible,
Credible
non-specific.
source.
A credible but non-specific threat.
Threat?
Yeah.
You heard it from a threat?
Whatever.
Doesn't make any sense.
Is that a threat?
No. How is that a threat?
I'm kind of confused as to what a threat is.
Clearly.
No, but okay, hold on a second. So, tell me why working at the Supreme Court means that you can't go to the beach.
Oh, like how long would we be at the beach?
I don't know. It could be any amount of time.
Well, if it was only like a couple days, then I could probably do it.
Wait, you're just gonna work there on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
Yeah, I know, that's such a weird schedule.
When are you starting to work there?
26,
Of
27.
May?
Yeah.
What the hell?
What?
What day of the week is that?
Well, 26 is a Monday, but that's actually Memorial Day, so 27 is a Tuesday.
Well, which one is it?
The 27th.
Oh my God. I can't believe this. Do you go? Who the hell's Vent?
That's Cole Brown.
When are you stopping?
Probably like the 15th.
Of August?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. What about
Are you
Florida?
looking?
When are we gonna go to Florida?
We can go in between May 16th and 26th.
Some people I know are going to Cancun for spring
Wow,
break.
seriously?
Yeah.
More like can't coon.
Why not?
Because you can't do it, or I can't do it, I guess.
That's it.
That's it?
What?
Did you say that's it?
No. Did you
Or
say
did you.
that's it?
No, I said something, and then you said, that's it. Or that's what I
No.
thought you said.
Said, what's it? Like, what is it? It's it. What is it? It's it. What is it? Yeah.
What?
Is.
It?
It's it. What is
What's
it?
it?
It's it.
That's it?
No, God damn it. Party at Ben's house.
Can't just say that and like expect that to be a conversation topic or something.
No, I'm just saying party at Ben's house.
Yeah, you're just saying, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying,
Oh, fuck.
stem cell research.
What? That's a
I'm just
sin
saying
now.
it.
Did you know that?
What?
That's a sin now. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah,
Yes, I heard about
there's
it, or I
seven new
read about that.
sins.
Yeah, right.
You know what they
They're
are?
so dumb.
You know what they are?
Like polluting the planet is one of them, right?
Okay, there's polluting the planet.
Yeah.
Okay, there's stem cell research.
No, it's not just stem cell
No, it's
research.
stem cell research. There's let's see, what else we got now? Shoot, what else we got?
Something
Drug
about birth control.
abuse. That's one.
What?
Drug abuse.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Contraception.
Yeah.
That's one.
Yeah.
Shoot.
I like how these are like on the same level as, gluttony or sloth or pride. You
No, not
know,
necessarily.
you've committed the sin of contraception.
What are the other two?
I don't
Three? I
remember.
don't know. I can't remember.
It doesn't matter.
It does
We're
matter.
giving, the Catholic Church all this free press. Equal time demands that we talk about Buddhism or something.
Scientology.
Oh my God, they're so crazy.
Yeah, well, glad we could present a fair and balanced viewpoint.
Well, wait. If I have that position, you should take the other one so we can be fair and balanced or something. Do
All right, we'll do it.
that,
We'll do
or
it
we should just
at
shout at each other.
after the break
After the break.
or during the break.
What interests you?
The city, because no one's ever captured it. Not the way it really is. That's my goal. That's my dream.
Then you're failing. The next time you find yourself at the heart of the city, stay put. Keep shooting.
It began with a photograph, a single act of unthinkable evil.
What happened?
I saw it.
Take your picture to the cops.
I wasn't stalking her.
But you did continue to photograph.
These represent missing people for the last 3 years.
The only way to make it stop.
I followed them into the subway. He butchers them like cattle. They never find the remains because he unloads the meat somewhere.
Is to go for the ride.
I got a train to catch.
In the LBC, it's kinda hard being Snoop D-O-double-G, but I somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky ass shit like every single day. May I?
After the break starts right now.
That's good.
Actually, it started when I said after the break starts. But, you know.
I kind of assume.
Basically, yeah,
you've entered the zone.
We're in the zone, like Mr. Moose always said.
Mr. Who?
Mr. Moose.
Who's Mr. Moose?
You don't know Mr. Moose?
It sounds familiar.
The history teacher?
Oh, Mr.
The one
Moose!
who wasn't Mr. Villiers?
Yes, I completely forgot about him.
Or Mr. Seat?
Yeah, Mr. Seat. Yeah, Kevin Moose.
Yeah, that's right.
He was in military.
That's right. He was in the Air Force, I think.
Okay.
Something like that. Maybe he was. I mean, he flew a lot of planes, so I'm assuming he was in the Air Force.
Sure.
You know who else was in the Air Force?
Who?
Doug.
Doug who?
Doug Leslie.
Who is that?
So was, used to be my school bus driver.
No, that's kind of depressing.
No, why is that depressing?
He went from being in the Air Force to being a school bus driver?
What's wrong with being a school bus driver?
It sucks.
No, you get to, you know, drive kids around.
Yeah, and kids who suck a lot.
Oh my god. Well, I mean, it's not like that was his only job.
He had to have more than one job?
What's wrong with having more than one job?
I mean, that sucks.
No. I think you just, you just gotta keep on, judging these people or whatever.
It seems the Army just doesn't treat its veterans right.
We're talking about the Air Force here.
The military, in general.
You said the Army.
I meant the military.
Okay, who cares? the point is... did you hear about these protests? Did you go to the protests?
No, I didn't. I saw them on TV. That's almost as good.
Yeah, that is almost as good. You're right.
Yeah. I supported them through the, over the air.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh my god. I heard that Dick Cheney doesn't care what people think about the Iraq War.
Why would he care?
It's just funny to hear him admit it.
It's not his job to care.
Okay? Ah, yes.
All right, here's one for you, though.
Go ahead.
No, actually, I got nothing. Hey, what? So who do you think is going to win, Hillary or Clinton?
Did you hear that speech that Obama gave?
No, what speech?
Oh, man, he gave this, really inspiring speech about, race in America, and it was apparently, really mature and, really good.
How long was it?
37 minutes.
Oh, my God. That's too bad. That's...
TL semicolon didn't... I mean, DL...
What?
TL semicolon DL.
What's that?
Too long didn't listen. Most of the time it's too long didn't read if you're on the internet.
Wait, are you serious? What website are you going on where people are putting TLDR?
It's like a forum thing, you know?
What forum are you going on?
Power Up Comics.
Oh my god.
It's hilarious. I mean, it's just so bad. But the best part is definitely the forum posts, because people get so pissed off. It's
worst
so funny.
Episode ever.
Yeah, right. Not like that. Well, I guess like that. I mean, it's just there's basically two camps of people: those who are right that say it's the worst thing ever, and
what's
those
the worst
who are
thing ever?
Insane, who are it's so good, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Wait, what is the worst thing ever?
Power Up Comics.
What's Power Up Comics?
The worst webcomic you've ever seen.
What is it?
It's one of those gaming ones.
Oh.
I'm sorry to be giving it so much free press here.
You keep talking about free press.
I know, I don't know why I do that. But, yeah, every so often I just go on there and read the ones that have come out since I was on there last, and it's just so terrible.
So, what were we talking? Oh, Obama. You think we could get him on the show?
Yeah. Do you know how to get in contact with him?
Oh wait, hold on. I think he's calling in right now.
Really?
We got a. Call on the request line. Let's see.
Oh my god, that's a first.
Let's see who it is. Yes, hello.
Hello, sir. What's your name? Where are you from?
You do it. Go on. Yeah, go on, sir. What's your name? Please identify yourself, caller.
Yes, hello. My name is Fenton Ellsworth. I am. Where are you guys? We're in the studio. Why are you asking us that question? I had a few views I'd like to present.
Are you Barack Obama?
No. He's not, Vince. No, I'm not.
Okay, so, you know, it turns out we don't really care what your views are.
But I have so many views. Click, all right, I'm sorry. That's all the time we have for you, mister. It was good to have you on the air. Finally. Like, a year later than we planned. I mean, than he planned.
I wonder why he wanted to know where we were.
Yeah, was he, like, pretending to... I mean, was he, like, following us? But we didn't know he was following us or something?
He was, like, stealth. We were, like, stealth. We were, like, stealth, yeah. We were both, like, stealth, I guess.
Everybody was, like, stealth.
Let's go to Funland.
Maybe we can win some spiders.
What are you going to do with 19 spiders?
I don't know. What are you going to do with 100 spiders or whatever?
Well, first of all, put them on your lawn.
Yeah. Me and Katowski were just talking about that recently. Yesterday.
What did you say?
He said you kept on referring to it as the spidering.
Yeah, I would do that.
You would do that? And then it was because we were going home and we were to my house. I mean, he was driving me home. And he said, this is the same way that we went when we put all those spiders on your lawn.
What a guy.
What?
Okay, so the right answer to that question, you know, what are you going to do with 19 spiders is, I don't know, have them?
Oh, right. Oh, I completely forgot about that. That was like my finest moment, except for not really. But it was a pretty fine moment. David Gutenberg was just so skeptical.
About what?
About having 19 spiders.
Oh, yeah, he's pretty skeptical. What did you just go, you know, go into the bathroom and pick some object and say, I'm going to wear that?
If I see that again, I will literally pee myself. I can't believe it. So wait, shouldn't you be peeing yourself? No. I meant it metaphorically. You said I would literally pee myself. Yes, glad we could go over that.
So when we went to the Chipotle thing, I called David Gutenberg. I was like, are you going to Chipotle?
Oh, that thing.
And he's like, no, I'm in lab.
Yeah, okay.
And I was like, oh, well, what about Chipotle? He's like, I'm in lab.
Why did he answer his phone then?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, good question. Did you call Eric Heisen?
Yeah. He said he was inside, but I think he was lying, because I didn't see him come out, and then when we got inside, I didn't see him in there.
Why would he lie about a thing like that?
Also, he said he thought they were running out of food, which was completely untrue.
Well, I mean, he thinks a lot of things that are untrue.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Alright, well, you know, shout out to all the listeners out there. We'll be back next time with a new edition of the Benjamin Show.
Wait, why did you say shout out to all the listeners?
You know, just shout out to them.
Oh, okay, if you really want to.
Bye.